I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away, getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real shit, I'd probably die martyr. They wanna ride the wave, I hope you got your surfboard, cause it's a high tide though, we try and ball like the Carters.
So we're gonna start at quarterback. This is the 2020 list. I also have the 2019 pulled up.
I have a conspiracy theory before you start.
Sure.
I have a theory that we went back to the 90s. So we can show your USC Trojans some love. But, you know, it's just...
No, it was just the most in-depth list. Most of them were only for, like, the last 2 years, 3 years that I found. This is just the best article for it. Went all the way back to 1998.
Whatever you say. That's a good comeback. You practice, huh?
Nope. Just did some reading. But, yeah, so...
Woody, now we know you're lying. We know you can't read.
Yeah, this is true.
Can't read, don't read, too busy eating, however you want to slice it.
Well, at least I'm not taking...
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and step back.
Listen, man, don't you got some racist to go take a dog walk with? I hope he listens. quarterback you.
Oh, he does.
No. I mean, I wouldn't give a fuck anyway. He's smaller than me, a little guy.
Letting him know. Swing on me.
Swing on me if you want to.
Quarterback, you
can't get to the gun.
Who do you think of the... Let's go with the top five schools here. Since 1998.
Since 1998. Notre Dame, USC, Michigan, Ohio State, and Miami.
Wait, 98? Isn't that the year... Wasn't Woodson drafted in 98?
We're talking about quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks? So... That would mean Peyton Manning was drafted.
Okay, that's one Tennessee quarterback.
Brian Griese, U of M.
What are we asking?
We're talking about the last 20 years, who has had the most quarterbacks on NFL rosters.
Oh, USC.
Oh, I thought you... I legitimately thought you were asking like 1998.
It was actually USC up until last year.
Oklahoma.
Jalen Hurts was drafted. That technically should be
Alabama, and you quantify that.
Wait, what?
He did play at Alabama.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, I mean, his best season was at Oklahoma, yeah. But yeah, as a transfer, that is a little wishy-washy.
Well, yeah, but then Oklahoma wouldn't get Baker, they wouldn't get Kyler, and they wouldn't get...
Yeah, Oklahoma is the transfer.
All three of them were transfers, unless I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah. So on the list, we have number one, Oklahoma. Number two, USC. Number three, Oregon. Four, surprising here, Louisville.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, Teddy B and Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson? Mm-hmm. Who else?
Wasn't Brian Lafayette or whatever, too? He was a backup, or LaFell, I believe.
I don't know.
Texas, number five. Florida State, number six. Auburn, number seven, surprisingly. Shout out Jason Campbell. Eight, Florida. Nine, LSU, which is so weird because how many of those dudes like Matt Flynn and them didn't put up numbers in college and yet still making NFL rosters? That's just coaching there. You got NFL talent. Yeah. You're just not putting up numbers. And then number 10, Ohio State. Now, I have last year's positions pulled up. Some notable players. USC, obviously, you've had Carson Palmer, Matt Leinart, bust, Mark Sanchez. I mean, he took the Jets to the NFC Championship, never put up big numbers. Sam Darnold, jury's still out.
I mean, you've got Matt Barkley in that as well.
Yeah, Matt Barkley, solid backup. Yeah, for sure. John David Booty, Matt Castle, a few guys. Oklahoma, Jason White, obviously, from the championship run. He was a great college quarterback. Sam Bradford, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts now. Oregon, who the last couple years has reemerged, they had a gap. AJ Feely, Oregon. Joey Harrington, number three overall.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota, Justin Herbert. And like 2 years before this list, they had Akili Smith, number three overall. So they've had some quarterback presence in the draft. Herbert's definitely looking to be the best. Man. A lot of bus. Texas, can you name them? Give me Texas's.
Stay away from the Pac-12 quarterback.
If Sam, last name, not Sam Ellinger.
Colt McCoy.
Chris Sims.
Vince Young. You're missing the one. Brandon, I'm expecting you to get this. The college offensive genius.
It's not Ryan Tannehill. He was Tech, right?
Ryan Tannehill.
Garrett Gilbert.
A&M.
Major Applewhite.
Oh, yeah.
Major Applewhite.
Mm-hmm. So Louisville, remember Chris Redman, first round draft pick for the Ravens?
Hell no.
Yeah. Brian Baum. I don't remember Brian Baum.
Brian Baum.
I remember him.
Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater.
With, Petrino? Is it Bobby? Bobby Payton?
Yeah, the first time. Yeah, that's right. Petrino was there.
Yeah.
Then Auburn, of course, you have Jason Campbell, Cam Newton, but also Nick Marshall and Jared Stidham. And then Florida, Jesse Palmer, Rex Grossman, Chris Leak. Forgot he made an NFL roster.
So many.
Man, remember the hype on Chris Leak coming out of high school? He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He was supposed to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
Oh, he was.
And then you got
college. Tebow, he won a national title.
He was a platoon quarterback, though. He couldn't even win down the starting job.
He was. He started. He was the leader of that team. I mean, Tebow just came in sparingly that freshman
year. He is platoon.
but not in the sense of, okay, you're sitting. It wasn't like Michigan with Brady and Henson the year that they were
platooning. Yeah, you better put some respect on Chris Leak's name.
Texas A&M. Who can you name from here? We got a couple.
Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill, yes.
Receiver, actually.
Come on, you're missing the big one
this year.
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. There you go. And then also Jared Johnson.
Yeah, see, I don't.
He was a backup. I think he may have played a couple of games for the Bucks or the Steelers, if I remember correctly.
Qualifying. This might have been explained, so this might get cut, but.
I think they have to be in the NFL for a few years, like as a backup. Got
it. Right. So this ESPN measure, from what I'm reading right now, is basically they're using their own data with some Pro Football Reference data, and they combine the data. So they're using some college performance data and only a few years of NFL data. They didn't want to drown it out with too much NFL data, because I went in yesterday and I did like a quick study on the same type of thing to kind of counter and see what the heck the difference was if I didn't just use college data, for example. And it was vastly different than these rankings, because they're using what's called an approximate value. There's an analyst for PFR. I believe he worked for PFR at one point. Jeff Drennan created this approximate value measure, which takes basically your player's three best seasons, right? And it does a weighted average, three best seasons. So, for example, as we look at this list, the top three highest weighted teams overall for quarterbacks would be Michigan, Fresno State, USC.
Nice.
Since 1990. So I went a little further back.
No. I'd like you to do that little wrap up at the end of each list for sure.
Yeah.
Number 10, Ohio State. Who can you name the Ohio State quarterbacks, like four or five?
Justin Fields, JT Barrett.
Did Joe Germain? Joe Germain, one of them?
Dwayne Haskins.
He's not the one I see. Dwayne Haskins.
Oh,
I'm looking for one.
Smith.
I'm looking for one against Miami U.
Krenzel. Craig Krenzel.
Yeah, Craig Krenzel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was on the radio up here for a few years here in Columbus.
Wait, he played quarterback? I mean, all he had to do was hand the ball off.
He was a great quarterback.
I was really surprised an NFL team picked him up.
Right? He was really good at handing the ball to Maurice Claret.
Real good to handing the ball to Maurice Claret.
He was good. He was good in big moments at the end of the game.
He was. Like,
it was just insane. He would make a play.
That's
what you want in a quarterback.
Yeah. And Ohio State defense.
Be able to hand the ball off to Maurice Claret.
That defense for Ohio State was really, really freaking good, man.
Yeah, they were. Who were some defensive players on that championship team? That was A.J. Hawk and James Laurinaitis, right?
Smith was on that team.
Yeah.
Gamble, Chris Gamble at corner. I believe Malcolm Chris Jenkins Gamble. Was on that That's team, right. if I'm not Malcolm mistaken.
AJ Hawk, James Leonidas. I think there's one other like first rounder on that defense. I can't.
Bobby remember. Carpenter might have been on that team.
Bobby
as well.
Carpenter was there.
Trio
too.
Of linebackers.
Really good linebackers. Yeah. All right, so let's look at the running back. You. All right, guys. So who do you think's in the top five here? Last 20 years.
Ohio State.
Nope.
Miami.
They're not even on the list.
Last 20 years?
Yep.
Oh, so since 2000?
No. 1998.
Since 98? Okay.
Yeah. That's 30 years. Sorry.
23 years.
Yeah.
Ohio State's not on the list?
Not on the list.
Well, who have you named? Alabama's got
to
be there.
No. He said Alabama. I'm asking you guys to guess the top five.
Wisconsin.
Alabama is number one. Wisconsin is number two.
There you go. Good guess.
USC. The third one surprised me. USC also not on the list. They've had some great running backs, but not in recent years. The last running back, besides like Reggie Bush and Lendell White, that I remember making the league and doing some was Justin Forsett. He had a couple good years in the NFL.
You guys
that's
don't consider Ronald Jones?
Oh, Ronald Jones. Yeah, Ronald Jones. I've been picking it up, too. But number three really surprised me.
Who is it?
LSU. Remember, like, the Darius Geis, Leonard Fournette.
Oh, yeah. But that's it.
Here, let me look at... So, LSU, Leonard Fournette, Kevin Falk, Jacob Hester... Although a fullback, considered a running back.
Yeah. Kevin Falk, he's a third down guy.
On my list, Miami is.
I mean, Kevin Falk was do-it-all for New England for a few years. He was like, he was the original James White. He won a Super Bowl MVP, didn't he? I believe so.
I don't know, but he was James White before James White.
Correct. Number four, you mentioned him already, CJ, Miami. I saw a cool stat about Miami in this article where it said... Miami's biggest contributions came during its golden age in late 1990s and early 2000s, though Frank Gore will certainly play until 2050. But it's also worth noting the Hurricanes have had a running back selected in 7 of the past 9 drafts.
They also have, if you want to be crazy here, do you guys consider Frank Gore will be a Hall of Famer, right?
Correct.
And then Edgar and James is a Hall of Famer.
Correct.
So you've got
Willis McGahee, what do you think? Fringe?
No, he's not a Hall of Famer.
Clinton Portis will be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
I mean, if you look, like my list, for example, I got them number one. They're number one in that PFR approximate value ranking. It's Edgerrin James, who was 20th in career average AV among every single NFL player since 1990. Frank Gore, he's 50th in career AV. He was drafted in the third round in 2005. Clinton Portis is 133rd in career AV. So you've got, I mean, that's pretty good. Out of 1,000 players, 133rd, 50th, 20th for your running backs.
Yeah.
Strong.
Besides Alabama, I like Miami's list of, like, goats the best. Like, Frank Gore, Willis McGahee, Edgerrin James, Clinton Portis. Like, that's a tough backfield.
Right we now. Owe this shit, Woody. Because I feel the same as you do. You look back at that Miami team back then,
people
and it's
forget
like,
how
man,
good Willis McGahee was in college.
But guess what? We old because now what we're saying about Miami is what people today are saying about Alabama.
It's true. Yeah, Alabama number one. Obviously, got Mark Ingram, Derrick Henry, Sean Alexander,
Trent Richardson.
Yeah, not their brightest moments. And now. Alabama has another number one back in the league now. This morning, the Patriots coming out and saying Damian Harris is the clear number one because they like what he's been doing in the offseason. Like, who knows what that means? They always split up the carries. But, I mean, me and CJ, we've been talking about Damian Harris since last season. That he
It means Harris gets 15 carries and Michelle gets 14.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but when Harris averages 5 yards a carry, that's not bad. You're looking at about 100
yards.
Yeah,
he does actually average 5.
Rounding out the bottom of the running back do you guys want to take a crack at the bottom five? So the top five, Alabama, Wisconsin, LSU, Miami, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, obviously, Adrian Peterson, DeMarco Murray. You got, like, a few backups sprinkled in there. Samaje Perine.
My top three actually has Miami Hurricanes, Pitt Panthers, and Georgia Bulldogs.
Well, it's
since
funny.
1990.
Pitt actually fell out of the list. So last year, they were up to number six, and they had James Conner, LeSean McCoy, Deion Lewis. But this year, they're not even in the top 10. They've been passed by number six, Auburn, number seven, Texas, eight, Oregon, nine, Georgia, 10, Arkansas. So people look, Texas obviously have Ricky Williams, Cedric Benson, Jamal Charles, Deontay.
But then on the other side of the spectrum, from the lens that I'm viewing it from, this is the NFL careers of players. So when you look at Pitt, you've got guys like Curtis Martin. Yeah. Curtis Martin, LeSean McCoy, Deion Lewis, and Kevin Barlow.
I forgot, for San Fran a couple of years. Yeah. Texas, we did that. Oregon. Now, Oregon, man, their bigger backs have had success in the league, but their little dash backs from the Chip Kelly era, yeah, you always thought they were going to do something. They never did. LaMichael James. Like, I thought for sure LaMichael James would at least be, like, a good third down back or something.
And DeAnthony Thomas.
Yeah, DeAnthony Thomas,
too. A lot of those same players. A lot of those same players struggled in big games in college against really high-end talent as well. So when they faced an Ohio State or, you know, a team on that level, they were not as good. You know,
Jonathan Stewart had some. Jonathan Stewart had some great years in the league. He was one of the best duos ever. We covered a couple weeks ago, me and CJ, with D'Angelo Williams. And then the most disrespected back, I think, in the last 20 years. And when history books look back at him, they'll be like, why didn't this dude get more?
Fragile Fred Taylor.
Nope. He was Florida.
LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette Blount, yeah. Okay. He was on two different Super Bowl teams.
Yep. He won back-to-back Super Bowls, right?
Yeah. Yep. Went to New England, then beat New England in the Super Bowl the next year. And had big moments in both games.
And was a top five fantasy back one year.
Uh-huh. LeGarrette Blount doesn't get any respect. It's because he liked to smoke some weed. That's all. They don't like to give that man any respect.
Oh, that, and he dropped that white dude in college. They ain't like that.
Yeah, he dropped that dude.
Like, dropped him.
Yep. I remember that. Arkansas.
Oh, you got YouTube that one, Brandon.
Yeah, you got a YouTube.
I seen
that.
It. Yeah. No, I seen it.
Okay.
Arkansas, Darren McFadden, Felix Jones, Peyton Hillis. Auburn, Cadillac Williams, Ronnie Brown, and then the dude that he showed a lot of flash, actually. I loved him as a backup to Todd Gurley. But then he went insane. Maybe CTE, maybe schizophrenia.
Trey Mason. That's his name.
Yeah. Any other colleges? Oh, and the guys that have just now started to enter the conversation, they snuck up to number nine because of their success in the past few years. We probably will see them higher on the list in future. Georgia, of course, with their amazing string of running backs. We have Swift, Michelle, Gurley, and there's another one that I'm missing, right? Chubb. That's an incredible four in the last 5 years.
You've got from the list that I have, Terrell Davis.
That's right. Garrett, he was Georgia, wasn't he?
Garrison Hurst.
He just was in the name.
Garrison Hurst and Todd Gurley are the top three on my list. Other notables that I had was on the list is Rodney Hampton and Knowshon Moreno.
Dude, Knowshon Moreno.
Moreno.
I thought he was going to be a bad, bad man. He never really panned out.
Now, again, like the list that I'm using, you got to have like 3 years.
Knowshon had one good year.
Starter. So it leaves guys like Swift and Chubb and
Garrison Hurst don't matter.
Oh God, stop!
The last running back who won a Super Bowl after leading the NFL in rushing, Terrell Davis.
Really?
If you look at the last 10 Super Bowl winners, none of them have had a 1,000-yard rusher, with the exception of the New England Patriots when LeGarrette Blount went for over 1,000 yards with him.
And you bring that up, and there's the most impactful running back I can remember affecting a Super Bowl run would be Sony Michel, right? Yep. His playoff run, That was, yeah. I mean, that's where his notoriety started to build up, and he hasn't been anywhere near that since.
Well, that's true. Who's missing from the list? Florida, or CJ, you brought that up. Given the massive success the Gators enjoyed on offense under Steve Spurrier, Urban Meyer, and now Dan Mullen, it would be fair to assume they'd have their fair share of backs. But Florida has produced just one tailback taken in the first three rounds of the draft since 1998, which was Fred Taylor.
Wow.
Yeah.
They don't, right? Like, even in an Urban Meyer offense at Florida, I can't recall if they didn't have 1,000-yard rushers. There was just so many different combinations. Yeah, so many different guys. Percy Harvin was a part of the backfield, even though he was playing receiver and running back. And yeah.
So best outside the Power 5 team. Can you guys guess it? It's pretty obvious when you think about it. Yes, you nailed it.
Who did you
D'Angelo
say?
D'Angelo Williams. Memphis. Best outside Power 5. D'Angelo Williams, Daryl Henderson, Antonio Gibson.
Tony Pollard.
Best outside the Power 5 for quarterbacks. I forgot to ask you this. This is pretty obvious, too.
Fresno State.
Boom. Derek Carr, David Carr.
Yeah, that's on my list right there. And guess who else is on my list? They're number two in that AV ranking. And Trent Dilfer is on that list as well.
Nice. Yeah, I forgot Trent Dilfer was Fresno. That's right. All right, so let's go into the wide receivers. Wide receivers.
Hey, wait. Before we go to the wide receivers, one thing that I've obviously noticed is if you want to run it back, go to the Southeast to get them.
Yeah, go to SEC.
We were saying Auburn and Alabama and Arkansas and all the teams we named were pretty much – we named Miami, who's in the ACC, but it's all down in that region.
Yeah. Well, I guess we may as well go there for receivers and –
Well, you think that, right? You think you go there for receivers. But let's talk wide receivers.
Oh, I've got some interesting
stuff. It's going to be Pac-10, isn't it? I can see what you're doing this. And I'm like oh,
right?
No. Can I say something before Woody gets started? Can I tell you who's number three on my list?
What? Well, let's not ruin
it. I'm so excited.
Say it. Hurry,
because I know what Woody's going to say. He's going to say USC. That's fine. I've got Cal Berkeley. Number three.
No, Cal's great. Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Cal's awesome. They've had a lot of sneaky wide receivers. But number one on the list, I mean, I'm not even going to make y'all guess. Trojan men. USC. Number one on the list. And then rain the top five after that.
Shit like that.
It's
Number two is LSU.
Or is it like...
It's V for victory.
How many of the top 10 are Pac-10 schools, Woody?
They don't know.
Actually, this year, that changed, and the Pac-10 schools have fallen out of the top when total. USC is sitting at number one, but no other ones. Number but one the NFL year before... we're talking about wide receivers. Yeah, wow. No. I read Cal from another article as well. They're not in this one though. But I'll let Brandon cover that one. But so who else are we naming here in the top five? We got USC. Then this one Miami. Surprised me. Nope, not even in the top.
Well, 10. I was going to say LSU. I've got
over the past 5 years in college football, the top five schools who have put the most wide receivers in the league.
This LSU. One really surprises me. LSU's number three. The number two one surprised me a lot, though, because it's a lot of guys that are like third or fourth wide receivers on a team that you wouldn't think.
The University of Michigan.
Ohio State.
No, Michigan is not there. Ohio State is number four, but not number two. Number two, Clemson. Like I said, Clemson is number 10.
Okay.
This is since 98.
Texas.
Since
the University of Texas.
Kind of surprised, actually.
I don't know. Would it be North
Texas
Carolina?
Texas is not on the list.
Or Georgia.
North Carolina is not on the list, and neither is Georgia.
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech has had, like, one wide receiver in the past.
All right, just tell us. We've answered way too many.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
Number two.
That makes sense.
To have
that many good quarterbacks, you kind of have got to have that many good receivers.
Exactly. Florida State. Oklahoma State. And then Florida, Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson. One. But
that
to look
guy's
at
wide open.
Yeah, exactly. So USC got Juju Smith-Schuster, Mike Williams, Marcus Lee, Dwayne Jarrett, Michael Pittman Jr. Ohio State, you got notable players like Michael Thomas, Ted Ginn Jr., David Boston. Forgot he had some great years in Arizona.
Yeah.
Florida State, biggest busts. That's what, before you say USC, I was going to say Florida State.
Peter Warwick.
Kelvin Benjamin, Peter Warwick, Rashad Green. Remember him? He was supposed to be big, too.
Do you guys remember that story about Kelvin Benjamin? Josh Allen goes, hey, do you want to go warm up and, like, throw some routes? He's like, nah, man.
That's hilarious.
That's why he got up to 270 pounds.
Exactly.
Like I'm surprised Miami isn't high on that list, honestly. Because if we're going back to 98.
I got to tell you, they're number one in this AV ranking, right? So according to PFR's approximate value ranking, once again, I'll keep announcing it. You've got Miami at number one, Ohio State 2, and Cal Berkeley at 3. Now, Miami's notable 3 receivers. And I also want to throw another thing out there. This, in order to qualify, there has to be a player that has been within the last 10 years that's been at least average to high level, or at least appeared in a Pro Bowl, right, in the last 10 years. So Miami, I believe, was fringe in that category. But you've got Reggie Wayne, Andre Johnson, and Santana Moss. I believe it was Reggie Wayne who would be the most notable recent guy because he just retired in, like, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Andre Johnson retired around then, too, I think.
All three of those guys were part of the early 2000s. That team was insane.
Oh, they were so loaded.
Stacked.
Just from top to bottom. LSU, surprisingly, they're starting to rack them up, like Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, DJ Shark, Justin Jefferson. And now Jamar Chase, that's 5,000-yard receivers in, like, the past 10 years. They're gonna have some big numbers on this list coming
up. Oh, yeah, and it'll change on here in a few years, too. So players keep climbing in.
Under the radar team on this list, the Oklahoma State, Dez Bryant,
Justin Blackman,
Tylan Wallace.
Yeah.
Who's missing? This one's a little interesting. They've only had one receiver drafted in the first 3 rounds, even though they've had 5 first-round quarterbacks. Oregon. And that was Josh Huff in the 3rd round. Remember all the buzz on him as a kick returner when he came out of the league?
Those Chip Kelly teams.
Nope.
Smaller receivers.
Best outside the Power 5? CJ, you should get this.
Central Michigan?
Nope.
Liberty University? You said I should get it. So.
Colorado State.
Notre Dame.
Colorado State. Michael Gallup, Rashad Higgins.
Oh, nice.
Ah, yeah.
I was thinking AB. Michigan.
Okay. That's a good one.
My weirdest thing is, how is Alabama not yet on this list? Like, that's blowing my mind with their receiver room the past few years.
Where are they at?
I mean, they're on this one.
They had
they're not on the list. No, they're 8. They're only at 8. They're going to be in the top
10. They're going to climb as, like, once Judy puts up numbers and some of these other guys have come in. But Ohio State being number 2 where they're at, the 3 notable guys that I have on this list, Joey Galloway, Terry Glenn, and then Michael Thomas.
Yeah. Mm. Notre Dame. One of the most slept-on wide receivers. Man, if Jeff Samardzija would have came to the league instead of playing baseball, he would have been another one, man. Jeff Samardzija was so good.
He made the right choice.
Yeah, easier on his body, for sure. Easy.
Yeah,
and more of this.
Yeah. Exactly. Golden Tate, Will Fuller, Michael Floyd, just to name a few.
Golden Tate.
All those guys played, like, boom, boom, boom.
Still hurts.
Yeah.
Good run.
Then Clemson as well. They are starting to rack up some guys as well. Rod Gardner was a first round pick, so he helped them out back in the day. He didn't really do a ton when he came to the league. But DeAndre Hopkins, Sammy Watkins, Martavius Bryant, Mike Williams, and T. Higgins.
Martavius. We always forget about you, and it's your fault.
It is. It's 100%.
He was a beast.
He's a monster, man.
He looked like Terrell Owens, like how big he was.
He looked like a monster.
Yeah. All right, now let's move to the
physically. He was an ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, he was a beast. Oh, you mean like his face?
Yeah.
Damn.
Looks like something from Alien vs. Predator.
Tight end university. This is where it gets a little bit more difficult. Can you give me the top five for tight end university?
Number one is UCLA.
UCLA is number nine. Miami is number one.
Has to be number one.
Yep, Miami is number one. Correct. Well, you're looking at a list. You're cheating. Stop. Don't
no,
cheat.
They're number one on my own list.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, who does Miami? I know recently you got David Njoku.
Miami's Greg Olsen.
You got Kellen Winslow.
Greg Olsen. Jimmy Graham.
Greg Olsen, okay.
Jimmy Graham. Bubba Franks. Yeah. Bubba Franks, remember? From Green Bay. Man.
Okay, yeah.
Jeremy Shockey.
Oh, damn. Hell
Chris,
yeah.
Chris Herndon.
It's clearly.
I didn't know he went to Miami.
Yeah.
Where's Florida?
In the NFL.
Florida is not on the list. No.
Damn.
Hasn't really shown up much.
Number two.
They can penalize for Aaron Hernandez.
They always have great white tight ends. Number two. Y'all know where he is.
It's a Big Ten school.
University of Michigan.
With a lot of corn.
Iowa.
They may have corn in their colors.
There you go. Iowa. You got, man, when you hear this list, you're like, damn, there was some NFL talent there. Dallas Pat Clark, Scott Chandler, Tony Moaki, CJ Fedorowicz.
Tony Moaki.
Moaki.
He was good, man.
George Kittle, TJ Hockenson, and Noah Fant. Like, what the hell, man?
What about the other guy that was drafted last year?
Pat Enger.
That was Noah Fant, wasn't it?
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of Albert something, but I think he played in Missouri.
Okwa. That's Missouri.
Yeah. I got my black and yellows mixed up.
Number three, I was surprised when I saw this, but they got some real talent from there. Number three, Pac-12 school, Stanford. Kobe Fleener, Zach Ertz, Austin Hooper, Dalton Schultz.
Yep.
Yeah. What sucks about this list is because it's not weighted, it's deceiving. I don't think Stanford should be on there after the names that you stated. I mean, granted, they put
Zach
tight ends
Ertz,
into the
all-pro tight end. Austin Hooper, all-pro tight end. Kobe Fleener had a couple good years.
When I ranked him, I used, like, the overall by position, that AV, and Stanford was number three.
Yeah, Zach Ertz.
I'll tell you who's number four.
A few of the best tight end seasons in NFL history.
Ertz, and you gave me another name. I'm like, Austin Hooper. I didn't know Hooper went to Stanford, but like Kobe Fleener, he had some good years with the Colts, but he was okay. You know,
Dalton Schultz has a little potential. We'll see.
Yeah.
Number four, Missouri. You mentioned them before. Notable players: Martin Rucker, Chase Kaufman, Michael Agnew, Dwayne Blakely. So nobody that's played.
And what's the name of the guy that was drafted last year?
I can't remember. Well, do you remember his name, Brandon?
From where?
Yeah. From Missouri.
Oh, Albert O.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear what he tried to say his last name.
Oh, I'm sure.
He obviously stayed away from it.
Yeah, I did.
Brandon, go ahead.
Number five, you're looking at Wisconsin. Not a lot of notable names. Owen Daniels, Travis Beckham, Lance Kendricks, Troy Fumagalli.
Fumagalli,
thank you. Then we're looking
at your back.
Number six, Oklahoma. Mark Andrews, Blake Bell, James Hanna, Jermaine Gresham. Forgot he went to Oklahoma.
Shout out Mark Andrews, our boy Dev's go-to tight end.
Steven Alexander. Then
Steele.
Yeah, right. Michigan, number eight.
Jake Butt,
that's all.
I was like, please someone say Jake Butt.
But it's funny because they must have had someone else drafted because they weren't on the list last year.
They had a couple guys. Even in this cycle, there was one that plays for the Patriots, and now I'm losing sight of his name off the top of my head.
Oh, it's not Asiasi, is it? No, he was at UCLA.
Oh, Asiasi was a Michigan tight end, though.
Okay. Yeah,
before he transferred out. As soon as it hits me, I'll...
So Michigan and then number nine, UCLA. CJ, you brought them up. You want to name the notable players? Besides Mercedes Lewis.
Devin Asiasi, Mercedes Lewis. Man, there's some names in there I can't pronounce.
You remember this dude, Brian Fletcher. He had a couple years where he caught some balls.
I don't remember Brian
Fletcher. Brian Fletcher, Thomas Duarte, Caleb Wilson.
Caleb Wilson, okay, yeah.
Fast. Then obviously, these dudes back in the day used to make some noise. Arizona State, you had Todd Heap, Brian Jennings, and Zach Miller. Remember Zach Miller?
Man. Todd Heap was a throwbacks.
Beast. Yeah, Todd Heap was a beast, man.
Hey, bro, there's a 21-year-old kid listening to us right now who has no idea some of the names Todd that we Heap. Just mentioned.
Bro, Miami tight end list?
TJ, there are some 30-year-old people that know no idea who we're saying.
Greg Olsen? Exactly. That Miami list, bro, goes deep.
Bro, that Miami list is insane, and I'm so mad I forgot half of those. Like, Greg Olsen and Jeremy Shockey, like, did not even
come into my memory. Jeremy Shockey's rookie year, first pass he caught, running up the sideline, and he just straight flattened dude with CJ. His shoulder and helmet. Just, bah!
The other tight end is Colby Parkinson.
For Stanford. Stanford?
Yeah. Not related to Michael J. Fox.
Get it?
I didn't get that. Now I got... Oh, that's terrible, Woody.
I'm going to hell. Virginia, also notable. Shout out CJ, Heath Miller, Bill Baber, Chris Lazar, Patrick SS, Tom Santee.
What? All right.
Enough of that.
Now let's look down here. Who's next? Also with Virginia Tech. You got Bucky Hodges, Dalton Keene, James Mitchell. Who's missing? They think that he'll pop up after this year. Jeremy Ruckert. So Ohio State, they haven't had a lot of good tight ends. They think, best outside the Power Five. Cincinnati. Yeah, Jeremy Ruckert is a beast. BYU. Dennis Pitta, Doug Jolly.
That makes sense. I would have guessed the team that had a lot of white players. I mean, we talking tight end. I would have guessed BYU. I would have went with the Mormons.
Hey, that's not a bad guess.
Offensive
line. There
were
a couple times where I'm like, why is BYU not on this list?
Offensive line.
You know Mormons are racist.
Iowa.
I don't think that's real.
If you read the
I mean, I believe it.
John
my
Smith
list has LSU number racist. One. O-line.
For
LSU is literally not even on the top 10.
Shame on them. I've got Kevin Mawai, who's a Hall of Famer from 1994. Oh, yeah. Alan Faneca from 1998. Andrew Whitworth.
Those are all guys before 98, except what's his name? That's why.
Whitworth.
Trey Turner.
And it's funny because he's 40.
Yeah. Trey Turner. Is another guy who's recent. Yeah. And there's some other guys. All right,
so give me the top five here.
Well, I've got LSU, Cal Berkeley, Wisconsin. And then Colorado.
Wisconsin's number two.
I was gonna say Iowa.
Iowa's number nine.
University of Michigan.
Michigan is probably in there.
Let's just do the entire Big Ten. That's my list. With the exception. Yeah,
I was just gonna say, I was like big white dudes. Well,
you're going to do
Alabama
is clearly up there.
Yeah. Then you got Wisconsin, number two, Oklahoma, number three, Ohio State, Michigan
somewhere.
Five, USC, six. They put a lot of guards and centers, a couple tackles. Notre Dame, seven. They put a lot of tackles in the league.
More recently, they've been solid.
Offensive line training center.
Yeah. Georgia, number eight, Iowa, number nine, and then Florida State. Sliding in at number 10.
Considering Cam Akers is running into
Wall. I don't want to spend any time on this, but I don't have the list. Where's Michigan State on that list, Woody?
They are not on the list.
No, I mean, like, in the top, like, where do they even have a rank?
No, they don't.
They're unlisted.
They're not in the phone book.
All right.
Alabama notable players, Andre Smith, James Carpenter, DJ Fluker, Cam Robinson, Jonah Williams, Ross Pierce-Baker. There's more busts than good offensive linemen on that list.
Yeah.
Cam Robinson, DJ Fluker, and Andre Smith was a decent starter for 10 years. He wasn't what they thought they were going to be, though.
Wisconsin, Joe Thomas, Gabe Karimi, Kevin Zietler, Travis Frederick, Michael Dieter, David Edwards. They probably have the most success overall. Oklahoma, Jamal Brown, David Joseph, Phil Lodeau, Trent Williams, Lane Johnson, Orlando Brown, Cody Ford. I forgot Lane Johnson went there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right in there.
Michigan, John Jan. Okay, let's see who you can name.
John Jansen, Taylor Lewan.
The best one. You're missing the best one.
Taylor Lewan.
Hutchinson. I would say is Hutchinson's the best one. Hutchinson was like the Larry Allen for
his son. His son is an edge player for Michigan who is
Hutchinson blocked for two Hall of Fame backs. Well, two MVP backs, Adrian Peterson and Sean Alexander.
All right.
Road grader. Ohio State. Charles Bentley, Nick Mangold, Mike Adams, Jack Mehort, Taylor Decker, Pat Eflin, Billy Price.
A lot of interior guys.
Yeah. USC Winston Justice. Oh, I thought he was going to be a great offensive lineman. He didn't pan out. Ryan Khalil.
You know something that's interesting is Ohio State, as many offensive linemen as they put in the league, and I don't know the stats on this, Brandon, you can correct me, but it seems like their interior linemen have issues when they get into the NFL. You know, Pat Elflein was the biggest Achilles heel on the Vikings offensive line for the longest time. Billy Price struggled a little bit last year at Ohio State. So, I mean,
some of the more recent guys, I think it had to do with the coaching because they had gotten rid of one coach that was coaching the offensive line, and then he ended up with
Larry Michigan. Johnson, right? Larry Johnson Sr.?
No.
He coached the D-line.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Ed Warner was the guy that I was thinking
of. Nice. Finishing out USC, Ryan Khalil, Sam Baker, Tyron Smith, Matt Khalil, Marcus Martin, Chuma Edogoga. Notre Dame, Luke Pettigout, Jeff Fain, Zach Martin. I always forget Zach Martin went to Notre Dame. Nick Martin, Ronnie Staley, Mike McGlinchey, and Quentin Nelson. That's a solid group right there. Mm.
That's a real solid. That's a mean group right there.
That's a mean group, yeah. Florida State, Trey Thomas, Rodney Hunson, Menelik Watson, Brian Stort, Cameron Irving, Trey Jackson. Texas, you got Jay Humphrey, Leonard Davis, Mike Williams, Derek Dockery, Justin Blaylock, Connor Williams. Then Florida, they fell out of it this year, but last year they were on it. Kenyatta Walker, Max Starks, Marquise Pouncey, Marcus Gilbert, Mike Pouncey, DJ Humphreys, and Juwan Taylor.
The Pouncey twins.
Yep.
Man.
Clemson. They're who's missing.
I'd hate to be the parents trying to feed them.
Besides the last couple of years, Clemson has not put many offensive linemen in the NFL, which is surprising.
Oh, man.
Best outside the Power Five? Can you guess it?
Outside the Power Five. Let's see. So it's still probably in that same region.
Miami of Ohio. Has to be.
Yeah, it would have been. I would have been somewhere over there, like Western Michiganers. Boise State. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Cornbread eating Idahoans.
Potatoes. Oh, yeah. Let me get some potato bread. That is going to wrap up our NFL position you offensive side of the ball. This is pretty fun, right? I enjoyed going over these lists. Yeah. Well, we're going to do defense next week, and then we're going to start going over ESPN's top 10 offensive players. These are the dog days of summer, boys. We are just, you know, biding time for a couple more weeks, and we'll be in season 2 of the 5-Tool Sports Podcast NFL coverage. And for CJ, Nate, Brandon, and everyone over at Football Scout 365, our sister site, where we get all of our information that lead us to greatness, go check it out. And shout out MCash for the fire theme song. We out, baby.
Man, we haven't been canceled yet. That's good.
I couldn't stop if I wanted to. My mama says you know that I ain't living right. I'd rather chase my dreams than live with regrets. Sometimes I think I let my demons get the best, but God be watching me with every step.
So many nights, man, I was stressing and finessing. Had to hustle to acquire a check. Man, I'm just betting I'm allowed to tell my story. What's the testimony without a check?